Time to go to Sharon Allseth. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, everyone. Indianapolis police are expected to have more information today on the condition of 29-year-old officer David Moore and a man arrested in connection with his shooting. Moore was last reported in a coma in critical condition at Wishart Hospital, shot four times during a routine traffic stop Sunday morning near 34th and Temple. Indianapolis FOP President Bill Owensby says Moore is a six-year department veteran and the son of two officers.
In every sense of the word, David's a natural police officer. And it takes, you don't do it by popularity, you don't do it by friendships, you do it by work ethic and work product, and that's what he got Rookie of the Year for.
Officers are holding vigil at Wishart, and doctors say the next day is critical for Moore. Police are investigating 60-year-old Thomas Hardy, who was arrested for a robbery after the shooting. Officials aren't saying much yet about the case against Hardy. A fundraiser was held over the weekend in honor of a U.S. Army Ranger medic from Northwest Indiana who lost his left hand and both legs when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. The event in Lake Station aimed to raise more than $10,000 for 39-year-old John Masson and his family. Masson greeted well-wishers at an American Legion post and called the support overwhelming. Supporters of the Indianapolis-Marion County Public Library System want to be noticed at tonight's City-County Council meeting. They've organized a read-in ahead of a vote that could send much-needed funding to the libraries.
We're simply asking people to bring a book and a small sign that demonstrates their support and to come to the City-County Council hearing and sit in the hearing room and read their book.
Jim Mulholland with the Sustainable Library Citizens Coalition says the read-in starts at 6 p.m., an hour ahead of the council meeting. A resolution is expected to come up for a vote tonight that supports state legislation that would let the council divert some local income taxes to the libraries. A top Indiana legislator says lawmakers' own experiences with the dangers of texting while driving could improve the chances of a bill that would outlaw the practice. Republican House Speaker Brian Bosma says enough people have nearly had crashes with distracted drivers to make legislators more likely to support a ban. The legislature in 2009 barred those younger from 18 from using cell phones or texting while driving, but lawmakers rejected efforts to apply the ban to all drivers. A bill calling for a complete ban on sending or reading text messages while behind the wheel is pending in the full House. Tea Party activists who want to unseat six-term U.S. Senator Richard Lugar have signed a letter urging the Republican senator not to run in next year's GOP primary. A group based in Tipton County considers Lugar too liberal to represent Indiana Republicans. Lugar is in his home state today. This morning he'll visit La Plaza on the far east side to view a Dream Act display made by a mother-daughter group. And this afternoon he'll speak at a public forum at Butler University. And a battle is brewing in the northern Indiana tourist town of Shipshewana over whether a convenience store should get a permit to sell beer and wine. A Gas America store has applied for the state permit to sell beer and wine in the town that is now primarily dry. Many of the area's Amish residents travel by horse and buggy, and a local businessman is arranging motor transportation for them to this week's meeting of the LaGrange County Alcoholic Beverage Board, where the permit request will be discussed. The Shipshewana Town Board also opposes the permit request. Some WFYI audio provided by our partners at Wish TV, 24-hour News 8. WFYI weather today, a wintry mix of snow and freezing rain, less than an inch accumulation, high 33. Chance of freezing drizzle and snow tonight, low 24. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high of 32, and Wednesday partly sunny, high 32. Right now it is partly cloudy, 20 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, thanks, Sharon. Look at sports, two of the grand stories.